Let's look more closely at this key characteristic that defines the cnidarians, the stinging cells. They aren't out just to sting you, I promise, though they will if you happen to be out there swimming and touch one. The cnidarians use its stinging cells to subdue prey that it captures with its tentacles, and also as defense against predators. The scientific term for stinging cell is cnidocyte, like cnidarian. Inside the cnidocyte is an organ called a nematocyst. It contains a toxic harpoon, spring-loaded and triggered to fire in response to the appropriate stimulus. Like a zooplankton swimming by, or you carelessly bumping into a reef coral. The harpoon ejects out, wrapping around the prey and releasing a toxin. Downward-pointing barbs may prevent the harpoons from coming out, ensuring thorough delivery of the toxin. The sensitivity of the nematocyst to stimuli and the toxicity of the venom is highly variable. Many cnidarians you can touch with little effect. Others, like fire corals, deliver powerful stings, and a few box jellyfish, like the dreaded stingers in Australia, can even be fatal.